and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I was just trying to help him out. Because I was trying to protect his manliness.
Yeah, the thing is when you're a guy, you don't feel like you want your woman to be the one protecting your manliness.
No, but you want to know what? Ultimately, he agreed with me.
Okay, what happened?
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So it was my husband's lease was up on his car, so we had to go get a new car, right? And he likes a specific car that he's been driving for a long time.
Right.
So it's basically just getting the same car. So we go to the same dealership that we've been going to for many years, and the price isn't right to begin with. And then they tell us that there are only white cars available in this kind of car. Only white.
Okay.
And I say to them, well, that's because that's a woman's color. Only women drive white cars. And they looked at me and they tried to say that that wasn't true. I go, no, it is true. I go, typically for this kind of car, we'll call it a sports car. It's not really a sports car.
It's a sports sedan.
It's a sports sedan.
Yes.
That for men would not typically drive this car in white. It's a female color. Now, my husband's looking at me like I'm out of my mind.
Is this the first time that you've sprung this information on him, this scientific discovery that you have made?
Yeah. So he hasn't ever heard me say this, but he looked at me. He's like, what's wrong with white? I go, think about it. Do you really want to drive a white car? And he's like, I just want to drive the car.
Right. I don't think he had a big problem with it until you made it a thing where it's like all of a sudden it was gender specific.
But I made him stop and think about it. And I go, let's go test drive it. So we went to go test drive this white car, right?
Yep.
And as we're driving down 95 and we're taking the back roads and all that, we're following white cars.
Okay.
Right? All of them driven by women.
Now, you're stalking people in a borrowed vehicle from a dealership. Right, yeah. That's good.
Now, the saleswoman, is also in the front seat at this point. And, you know, and she doesn't know what to do with me because I'm in the back seat. I'm like, look, it's another lady driving a white car.
I can only imagine.
Yep.
Right, what that would be like.
Right. And she's like,
she's thinking, I got three of these white ones. I got to move it off the lot.
And that's the whole thing. I was like, well, can you get in a black one? Can you get in a gray one? Can you even get in a blue one, a navy one, which is also low on my priority list.
That's terrible for a car color.
Yeah.
Would never go with a navy car.
If you're trying to get a deal on, like, the last of the cars that are coming in, because now the 2018s are
rolling
out. But
it's a lease, so you're not getting a deal.
Well, because if you get the 17s and the 18s are coming out, you only have what's limited. They're not making more of them, you know?
Right, but, I mean, the price is the price, right? So, I mean,
not really. We went somewhere else and got a cheaper, FYI. And we got it, and we got the black one. But I believe that in general, most men would prefer not to drive a white car. And if you see a man driving a white car, most likely it's his wife's. His wife. What color is your wife's car?
My wife's car is white.
Interesting.
That's
interesting.
Funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, her other one was pewter, but that one is white. I would drive a white car, but it depends on the car.
Mm-hmm. A sports sedan? Would you drive a white sports sedan?
I'd have to see it.
Yeah.
I'd have to see it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Let me ask you a question.
In your husband's model car, I would really have to see it.
Yep. Nope. Wouldn't do it. I'm telling you. It's a woman's car.
I think rims and accents make a difference, too.
1-800-330-9999. Am I right or am I right? Give me a call now.
What?
I have this theory that women drive white cars. Men, for the most part, don't, because I think that it's a very feminine color on sports cars. And Raven seems to disagree with me. What are your thoughts on this? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Am I right or am I right?
No.
What do you mean no?
No, I have two white vehicles. I have a white pickup truck and I have a white Mustang GT convertible.
All right, hold on. The pickup truck doesn't count because guys drive white pickup trucks.
No,
white pickup trucks and white vans.
She's changing her tune.
No.
Right.
It's sports cars. The Mustang, I'm not sure why you bought it in white. I'm assuming that you got a good deal on it.
I told you convertibles for guys are different. Convertibles and sports cars.
I don't know.
Rules don't apply. It depends on how nice the car is. If the car is nice, white is like pow. And if it was in my Miami or California, well, forget it. Well, all rules don't apply.
No, not in the
absolutely.
Northeast. I'm sorry you're in the minority. I had to learn this way.
It's got the black stripes on it. I mean, if that makes a difference.
Yeah, but the white vans and the white pickups is different because a lot of times those are like contractor trucks. They're, you know what I mean?
White vans are for kidnapping. All right? That's different.
Yeah.
No, that's the dark blue vans.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, any sort of van. And if there's a van with a waterbed in the back of it, stay away from
that. No, and anytime there's anyone someone offer you candy out of a white van, you stay away. It doesn't matter how good that candy looks. And even if it's a Twix.
Right, you see a van with like a sailboat on the side of it, don't get in that van.
Right.
Don't you ever get in that van.
But I'm telling you, when it comes to white cars, it tends to be very female-oriented. If you disagree or you agree, you can give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. What are your thoughts on this? My husband almost bought a white car, and I stopped him. And I was like, wait a minute! It's going to take away your man card.
Oh, no, it would not have. I think that that's ridiculous. Come on, you can drive whatever kind of car you want, color you want.
Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven. I disagree. I think that for the most part, men don't drive white cars. I think that it's a very feminine color. I really, truly believe that.
I think that it probably has a lot more to do with regionalism, personally, myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's always messy up here, right? So if you got a white car, and if it's springtime, it's bugs, and if it's wintertime, it's dirt.
We want to hear from you. 1-800-330-9999. Don't you believe that men, for the most part, don't choose to drive white cars because it doesn't make them as manly? Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Hey, how's it going this morning?
Good. Do you drive a white sports sedan?
No, but my buddy has a white Mustang.
We just talked to a guy that has a white Mustang. I'm relatively certain it's probably him.
I always did think it was a little feminine. So.
See? I'm telling you. It's a real thing. And now people are being shy to bring it up, but I've got a point here.
I feel like that's this gentleman's envy. That's what I feel like. All right?
It's questioning gotta me. Be.
That's what I'm talking. See that? At least he owned it. At least he owned it.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What do you think about the white car syndrome?
Well, I never thought about it before your discussion this morning, but now that you put the thought in my mind, I don't know of any men who drive a white car.
Told you. I'm telling you.
She's got nothing but manly men in her life.
It's true.
That's it. She's got Burt Reynolds everywhere she goes.
There's a good chance you're sitting in traffic right now, right? Look around.
My son-in-law drives a white pickup truck.
Different.
It's a great experience thing.
Yep.
She hates her son-in-law, so it all makes sense.
No.
Oh, I love my son-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different ballgame when it comes to pickup trucks and vans and things like that.
Absolutely. Yep. No white cars for men.
Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. White cars for men. Am I right?
White cars for men. Good. My husband used to own a white Corvette.
Right. And you thought he was sexy in that white Corvette.
He surely did.
See that?
But
I'm
let me ask you a question. Did he pick that color, or was that what was left on the lot and they gave him a good price on it?
No, he bought that used.
No. He picked that car.
Right. And it's, again, a sports car and a convertible. None of the rules apply, like I told
you.
And we live in New England. If we live somewhere hot, forget it. Rules all change.
I don't know about that. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's take one more. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What are your thoughts on the white car?
I totally agree. And it's funny that you say that. So my mom drives a white Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
My father drives a white Corolla Sport, but it was originally mine, so I picked it out.
Right.
Yep. So by inheriting the car, he doesn't lose any manliness?
Nah, that's just being a good dad.
Oh, this is terrible.
Yep. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
You know what we're going to do, Raven? We'll call up our buddies at Honda of Westport, and we'll have them come in tomorrow. I want some stats on how many men actually drive white cars and pick white cars over the other colors in the lot.
I don't know. You might not be happy with your results when you go to science.
All right. Tomorrow, same time, right here on Star 99.9.